بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The second phase of the revolution statement addressed to the Iranian nation on the occasion of the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The Islamic Revolution of the Iranian nation has been mighty, but merciful, forgiving, and even oppressed. It has not committed any of the extremist and deviated acts that have marked many other uprisings and movements with stigma. In no conflicts, not even against the United States and Saddam Hussein, did it ever shoot the first bullet, and in all cases it defended itself after the enemy's attack. Of course, it blew the defensive strike vigorously. Since its inception, this revolution has never been merciless, nor has it ever shed blood. It has neither been passive nor hesitant, standing assertively and courageously against bullies and thugs. It has defended the oppressed. This revolutionary bravery and gallantry, this honesty, assertiveness, and sovereignty, this global and regional realm of action in support of the oppressed of the world, represent a source of pride for Iran and the Iranians. As may it persist eternally.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now, at the beginning of a new chapter in the life of the Islamic Republic, I would like to address my dear young people, the generation who steps up to start another part of the great jihad, selfless endeavor for building a great Islamic Iran. The first section of my address concerns the past. Dear ones, you cannot learn but from your own experience or listening to the experiences of others. Many of what we have seen and experimented, your generation has not experienced and seen yet. We have seen and you will see. The decades ahead are your decades, and it is you who should protect your revolution while you are qualified and full of motivation and move it closer to its great ideal. That is, the emergence of a new Islamic civilization and the preparation for the rising of the great son of Velaya. May our souls be sacrificed for him, Imam al-Mahdi ajalallah. To take steady steps in the future, we need to develop a good knowledge of the past and learn from experiences. If this strategy is neglected, lies will replace the truth, and the future will be menaced by the unknown threats.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.